Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Doug Terrell History and Comment.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Terrell. This is History and Comment for Tuesday, the 5th of March, 2024. The start of the American Revolution was not a short-term affair, and the same could be said for the later Civil War. King George had for a number of years failed to address the grievances in the colonies. Maybe one of the greatest injustices was the colonies considered themselves fully British citizens, and the crown thought of them more like a conquered land that should be happy to be ruled by such a benevolent monarch. Little of government was left locally, and much was controlled by London and the appointed governors of the king. There was also an abundance of British troops in the streets. British troops were not a welcome presence in the colony, and Boston was no different. In fact, Boston was a hot spot of resistance and one of the three major cities in the colonies. There was also the simple fact that in a mob, no one is acting rationally. A British sentry was being harassed by as many as 400 citizens. Reinforcements were called, and things escalated. The crowd was mostly verbal, with some rock throwing. Now, it should be noted that rock throwing does take the affair to a higher level. Before things settle down, one of the British soldiers fires his musket at the crowd, and the others follow without orders to do so. How many volleys were fired is uncertain, but a few at most. 5 civilians died from wounds. The event is known as the Boston Massacre. But we should take a look at the events. There were just 8 British soldiers and an angry crowd of maybe 400. Yet history calls it the Boston Massacre. Roberto Cafessi is captured in 1825, ending his career as a Caribbean pirate. He is considered one of the last to ply that trade. His modus operandi was to sail with smaller, fast ships rather than outgun larger vessels. The details are a bit sketchy, but he was from a prestigious Austrian family who were living in Puerto Rico, but things were not well there due to political strife. He had some experience at sea, but his career as a pirate, which was more profitable than many, only lasted about 15 months. Samuel Colt patents the first production model revolver in 1836, while George Westinghouse patents the air brake in 1872. Today we may not consider this a groundbreaking invention, but in the day it was. Trains were getting larger and longer. Prior to the air brake, the brakes on each car had to be individually set by the hand wheel. If you have watched classic cartoons, you often see the characters running along the tops of rail cars. That is, in fact, accurate. Cars had running boards on the top, and the brakeman would walk the train and manually operate each car's brakes. Besides being slow, the work was quite dangerous. On this day in 1933, the Nazi Party, led by Adolf Hitler, receives a majority of the votes in Germany's election. In hindsight, we have to wonder, what were they thinking? In the next decade, Hitler will transform Germany into a dictatorship that is attempting European conquest. The efforts will result in the death of millions and affect world history for the rest of the 20th century. But Germany was not alone in diabolical deeds. Joseph Stalin and 5 other top members of the party ordered the execution of nearly 26,000 Polish intelligentsia, the social class that includes the academics and college-educated. British Prime Minister Winston Churchill coins the phrase, the Iron Curtain, in a 1946 speech. This was in reference to the Soviet Union's death grip on Eastern Europe. The youngest of the brothers Gibb, known for their musical talents, is born on this day in 1958. Despite their talent, the brothers have had their share of tragedy. Andy was a highly sought-after solo artist in the 1970s, but was lost to years of drug abuse. There is a long list of entertainers killed in the 1950s and early 60s, most in airplane crashes. Air travel was not new, but they often utilized smaller craft flown in less than ideal conditions. In 1963, the scenario is played out in the country world when a plane carrying Patsy Cline, Hawkshaw Hawkins, and Cowboy Copas crashes in western Tennessee. The pilot was relatively inexperienced and not trained to fly at night, let alone in poor conditions. Visual flight rules restrict pilots to daytime flight with few clouds or fog. This allows more inexperienced pilots to fly in much the same way people drive cars. In conditions that prevent this, a pilot must rely on his instruments to determine the direction a plane is traveling. And unlike a car, an airplane needs to orient in three dimensions. In this case, the pilot became disoriented and flew into the ground at a steep angle. Consider the Gary Larson cartoon where the two pilots are discussing why the mountain goat is up in the clouds. The goat is not high, you are too low. The internet has brought a large amount of new information that almost seems unreal in the context of the 1980s or earlier. At the same time, satellite photography has greatly improved. There was a time when to get an aerial photo of a piece of ground, you had to make a trip to the local soil conservation office, and they were black and white and maybe years old, but they worked. Today, with a few keystrokes, you can view almost any place on Earth at amazing resolution. In 1978, the Landsat 3 satellite was launched. It was early technology with a 75-foot resolution, but it was a start and could take photos nearly anywhere on Earth. An early British home computer is launched in 1981. Known as the Sinclair ZX81, it sold over 1.5 million units worldwide. For reference, there were about 2.5 million Radio Shack TRS-80s sold in the same era. That's History in Comment for the 5th day of March. I'm Doug Terrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.